I believe that God purposely created the universe in such a way that the more you understand about it, the more questions are opened up, and you're just like, whoa, I understand even less than I thought. Let me give you an illustration. You know, think about atoms. Now, the word atom literally means indivisible. That's what it means. It literally means you can't cut it. Cannot be divided. Basically, it's the smallest part of anything. That's what the word atom means. Now, is atom really the smallest thing, though?
No.
No, because there are parts to the atom. You can split the atom. Okay. No. But that's where that name comes from, this indivisible unit, right? The atom. Now, here's the thing. There was a time when basically people discovered the atom and said, we've reached the bottom. I mean, this is it. You know, we've gone down to the smallest level and we get this. But then they figured out, no, the atom is made up of these other components. You know, and eventually they discovered the electron and the proton and the neutron. But here's the thing, at a certain point they thought, this is it. You know, the smallest thing is the electron. The smallest thing, you know, in the nucleus, you got the proton and the neutron. These are indivisible things. But then, guess what? Now they're saying, no, the proton is not as small as it goes, because now we have quarks. And the proton and the neutron are made out of up quarks and down quarks. Now look, when I was in school as a kid, they didn't talk about quarks. They didn't talk about breaking it down deeper than that. Now that knowledge was around, but obviously it takes a little time for scientific teaching and discovery to make its way into every classroom. But the point is that the more scientists go deeper and deeper, it's just like this onion. You just keep peeling the onion and you just find more. You go deeper. And you know what? If a scientist today were to say, you know what? Now that we understand the quarks, we've reached the bottom. We've got it figured out now. We understand. You know, now that we've got quantum theory, we understand everything about it now. You know, that would be a ridiculous statement, because you know what? That's what everybody thought in the past too, right? They thought, oh, we've got it figured out now. And then there's another layer, another layer, another layer. There's always some new thing. And the smartest people in regard to science are the ones who will admit the things that they don't know and the things that they don't understand. What about astronomy? You know, over the years, obviously, astronomy has made great leaps and bounds to where, you know, we have a very firm grasp on all the workings of the bodies in our solar system and so forth. But did you know that now astronomers have discovered that when you go outside of our solar system and start looking at different galaxies, that it turns out that like 80% of the matter in the universe is matter that we know nothing about. They don't even think it's made out of protons, electrons, and neutrons. They don't know what it is. It's called dark matter. And they're like, we don't know what it is. We have no clue. And it turns out it makes up like the majority of the universe. Look, folks, I'm telling you, the deeper they go, the more they discover, it just opens. I mean, think about it. Can you imagine a scientist? They're starting to think, hey, we're starting to really understand the sun. We're understanding the stars. You know, we understand the planets, everything. It's like, we're getting this figured out. We got gravity figured out. And it's like, oh, whoops. 80% of the matter is something that we have no clue that we can't even talk about it. We don't even know what it is. And then in regard to energy, turns out like 70% of the energy in the universe is dark energy. And we're not talking about like the dark side of the force, right? You know? But, you know, it's dark. We're not talking about like dark arts. It's not black magic. But it turns out, you know, 70% of the energy in the universe is dark energy. So basically what they're saying is 70% of the energy that's out there, we know nothing about. They can't even comprehend it. We don't even know what it is. We don't know how, folks, I'm telling you, the deeper you go, there are more questions than answers. And I believe that God purposely designed our world this way so that as we keep making discoveries and learning more and getting smarter, we just keep opening up these new questions that say, whoa, we know even less than we thought. I mean, think about it. Do we know more about astronomy in 2020 than we did 200 years ago? Yeah, but you know what? 200 years ago, they thought they knew more. Because if you would have told them 200 years ago, hey, 80% of the matter in the universe we know nothing about, they'd be like, no. We know a lot of, you know, we got this. But now they would admit, yeah, 80% of it is dark matter. That's what they, you know, roughly. So the point is that real discovery leads to more questions, not an attitude of we know everything. Okay. Now, you know, if you look at ancient Greece, for example, they were the ones who, you know, founded in many ways mathematics and geometry, and they were the ones who led the way in science and astronomy and everything like that. But you know what? Eventually, their golden age of mathematical and scientific discovery began to decline. And here's when it began to decline, when they thought that they had things figured out. See, at first they were asking questions and learning. Then they got to a point where they said, you know what? We've pretty much got this figured out. And they pretty much just locked in the views of Aristotle and Ptolemy. And they just kind of enshrined it. Yep, got it all figured out. Lock it in. It was locked in for like over 1,000 years of nobody's questioning it. It's just like, well, yeah, it's locked in. That attitude that says we know is the attitude that leads to basically ignorance.